Well, which do you vomit? Would you ever say
throw up? Yeah.
Which would do you think is the?
I expect throw up is more generally used, maybe, than vomit.
Which do you like to hear about? Which
I'd rather hear vomit.
And if the woman next door was, you know, waiting to get some news about somebody, you knew that she would tell you. She'd say she had hardly gotten news when she came over here. Why?
To tell me.
And what would you, if a boy was going to a girl's house all the time, they would be doing what?
Courting.
And he would be her.
Both.
And she would be his.
Girl.
And if she turned him down, like by telling him he couldn't come over there anymore, what would you say she did?
Broke off.
What if they were engaged?
Broke the engagement.
Would it make any difference if he did it or if she did it? Would you say he broke the engagement?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or she broke the engagement?
Yeah.
Oh, but if they decide to get married, then somebody would stand with the groom. He'd be the
best man.
And somebody would stand with the girl.
Right, a maid of honor.
And for the
wedding. Ceremony.
You said the maid of honor or the bride?
Maid or the bridesmaid. Uh-huh.
And what about, do you ever hear of a celebration after the wedding, you know, with...
Oh, yeah.
A noisy...
Yeah.
What do you call that?
I don't know. I've never seen one, but...
With pistols and rifles?
No. I don't know. I've never seen one of those. Right. Oh, what they used to call it? Yeah, a long time ago they used to do that. In Oklahoma, you remember they...
Did you ever call it a shiv?
Huh?
A shiv?
Chivalry. Yeah. Chivalry.
Well, when was the last time you heard about one of those?
I never did hear one. The only time I've ever seen one was in the movie Oklahoma. Do you remember that? I've never seen one, and I've never heard of one around here.
Well, if you were waiting until some people came from school, some students, you'd say... What time does school
let out?
And then after summer vacation, you say that's when school
takes up.
And if a boy left home to go to school and he didn't show up, you'd say he did what?
Played hooky.
What about college? Would you say he played hooky for college?
No, I don't skip class probably.
But he'd be going to school to get a good
education.
And after high school, you go on to
college.
And what about in school, what did you sit at?
Desk.
Or two of them would be two.
Double desk.
No, just two of those things.
Desks.
And what about the building as a public one here where they keep a lot of books?
Library.
And you mail a package at the
post office.
You go to see a play at the
movie theater.
Wasn't there an old one here?
Oh, we had a beautiful theater here. Building.
What was it called?
It was called the theater. We had an opera house. They tore it down.
Well, that's a shame. I see those pictures of you.
Did you see them over there? Did you get to see everything over the museum?
Ma'am.
Did he know that you know
yes,
about
ma'am.
It?
Oh, good. That's great. And thanks for well later.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you had to have an operation, you'd go to the
hospital?
And you'd have a doctor, and then you might have a private
room.
The person.
For nurse, you mean private nurse.
And what do you call the area there around the courthouse?
Courthouse Square.
And Palestine is the what?
County seat.
And if that chair is not sitting square with the rest of the room, the one there, it's sitting at
angle.
In relation to the corner.
Catty corner.
And when you go into Dallas,